Among those who were alive at the time of Jimmy Carter's service as president, the consensus clearly was that he was the one of the worst, if not the worst, president that we have ever had. So I'm wondering why it is that anybody cares, or why the press cares, what Jimmy Carter, now the ex-president, thinks about anything or has what he has to say about anything. The sickening part about Carter's behavior, however, is not so much the fact that it's reported or that anybody pays any attention to what he's doing, but that he goes to foreign countries and badmouths this country, the one over which he presided as president. He, like Al Gore, I think, has sort of taken flight of his senses and has become overwhelmed with his ego in believing that he can contribute something worthwhile to national politics or international relations or whatever. When, as I say, he's ranked as the worst, if not the worst, one of the worst presidents we've ever had. He exhibited absolutely no ability to do anything right, and yet his ego drives him on to try to tell people what his opinions are, even at this stage of his life. This is Buck Compton.